Testament of Rashi, Yereshes Havya. Good morning. Yereshes Havya. Yisrael Nechosim, Shetitala Batar Shirusha Tekinala. So, Chazar Masaka in the sin of giving her a tenth, they didn't give it to her, they gave it to her as a process of Yerusha. Or as a Balas Chav, that's the two possibilities. So, we're right now, a Maimer says that it works as it did of Yerusha. So, which means the Maimer says, if he would want to be Mesalacher, so Rav Ashi says to Maimer, if he wants to be Mesalacher Bezuzi, are you telling me that he can't be Mesalacher? In Bamis Lemotz of the Sluke Bezuzi, He cannot give her money instead. Or not with one specific piece of property. So the brothers, they cannot be misalaker with money or with a specific piece of karka. She has exclusive yerusha, which means look, every yerush has exclusive yerusha in all of the property, and then they have to work out how they get their properties, but they come in with an ownership, so you can't force them to accept the terms that you're offering. You cannot give every case of so she has the status of a yarish. She can't give her all her property in one place. Comes to Rashi. Rashi says no. The balas chayv have you. So she has a chayv. So they pay the chayv. They pay the chayv with money, or a bechad ara, or a specific piece of property. Okay. Nevaf ha-meimer, zot the Gemara. Six wide line. Nevaf ha-meimer hadribei. That and agreed that she has a status of balas chayv. Damer Rav Minyomi, Bereid Rav Nechumi. Habakim the kamei da meimar, v'soy ha'itzel the kamei. So I was there. So Rav Minyomi, Bereid Rav Nechumi says I was there by a meimar when a woman came in. Habas kaboyi iser nechasim. That she was coming to Beis Din to collect her tenth of the nechasim for marriage purposes. Chazisa l'dayte, I was able to realize from where he was presenting the boy the sluki bezuzi, how be misalik lo. That if they wanted to misalik or bezuzi, the woman to pay her off with just money, they could do that. How did I see that? The Shami Mi'achi, I heard the brothers, Davika Amr Law, which was saying to her, Ilo Havalon Zuzi, Slikti Bezuzi. The brothers were saying, had we had money, we would just give you money. And the Ishtik, Bala Amr Law Bulamidi, a member did not respond. That's not true. He didn't disagree with that statement of the. Nothing, not at all. There was no indication at all that he had any problem with that. So it's interesting, very interesting. Tosfos over here. Tosfos says, the Ishtik, that the Rebbe Tam, when he was sitting in a case of a din, and one of the baladinim would say, I believe I'm going to win in the case such and such. I have rights to such and such. So Rebbe Tam would respond, Sheker at the Dover. Kilo Yiskayev, that's not true. Why? Tosha says, because what was the riot? The Mamers didn't respond. So he didn't respond because the brothers said state, which is not true halachically. And a Maimer didn't respond, so he doesn't have to respond. He says, apparently that, Rabbeinu Tam said, you see from this Gemara that that's not true. When you're sitting in a case of din, something's being presented in the conversation, which is not true halachically. You know, the one of the Validim is under the false impression of a halacha. He says, well, I have a right to X and Y because that's the halacha. You have to tell me that, you have to say that's not true. It should be in the record that that's not true. Okay.
Is it just in Basin?
Just in Basin, yeah. I happen to be standing in somewhere, I just happen to overhear a conversation to two people, and they say that so much is wrong. I don't have to send them to up and tell them that they have the halacha wrong. But in the case of Bezin, Bezin cannot have that be perceived by the parties that that's a true halacha, with all of the coloring in people's minds that you know that would create. That's the responsibility. Okay. Zatamor Bahasha the Marta Balaskoiv have you. She's a Balaskoiv. So the question is the Abba or the Achi? When Chazal gave her status of a Balaskoiv, is she a Balaskoiv on the father? Or is she a Balaskoiv on the brothers? Okay. Mor says, Lamai Nafkamino. What difference does it make? The Gemara says it makes the mikvah the benanis below shlo b'shua mziburis b'shua. If she's coming along with the schus of a taina on the father, so any balchayv of the father, when he collects from the yarshim, he has to collect with a shua. And the when you collect from the Yisraimim, from Yerushim, so you collect Ziburis. So if she's a Baal Tzchoiv of the father, she gets Ziburis with a Shua. If she's a Baal Tzchoiv of the brothers, so Baal Tzchoiv has a right to get Beninus, and there's no need for a Shua. So that's the Moreh Shaila. The Moreh says, my. Toshma, the Ravina, Agwe, the Barte, the Ravashi, Imar Bere, the Ravashi. So Ravashi died. So Ravashi's son was Mar Bere, the Ravashi. And Ravina gave the daughter of Ravashi, Beninis Shlobishua. So we see that she has a status of Baal Chayiv. On the brothers, so she's right to get, and her, so she got from her brother, Beninis, and without a Shua. Me braid Rav Sama, braid Rav Ashi, Ziboris, Beshua, then she got some of the property she took from Rav Sama, braid Rav Ashi, the other son. Ziboris Beshua.
Is there any better hearing?
1 second. So what's the cheshbon over here? She took from Marbury the Rashi, Beninis Shlobishua. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I mean, Bray, there's somewhere about. And the son, so Ravashi had two sons, Marbury the Rashi and Rasamari the Rashi. Rasama was not alive anymore. The time she came to collect, she took from the son of Rasama Bray the Ravashi, Ravashi's grandson. So now she was a Baal Chayiv on Rav Sama, her brother, but she's collecting from Rav Sama's Yoresh, So that's already Rashi died, so she has a schus chayv on her two brothers. The one of her brothers died, so that property went over to her brother's son. So now she's collecting from the yerush of her brother, but that's already collecting from Yerushim. So Bela, she has to collect in Ziburis with the shua. Okay.
What was the... I'm a little bit confused about the ordering here. In other words, Ravashi died, and he had how many sons?
He has two sons.
At the time of death, he had two sons.
He had two sons, yeah.
Okay, so she's coming sometime afterwards when one of the sons...
Then one of the sons died.
Die. Okay, so that's how this, the...
So the moment of death, she gets a schus choyv on her two brothers. So she collects theoretically from both of them without a shua and beninus, and then one of the brothers died. So now she's collecting from the yosim. So from yosim, you collect the shua and the sibarvis. Okay.
What's the best kind of land called?
It is. Sikrashi. The Migui Benin is Shula Bishua, like Rashi. Ibal Eskrev, the Abba Havya. If she's coming in as a school, she has a school's mom and the father, and she's collecting from his Yersh, the father's Yershim, because of the Chav, she has the father. The rule is Eda Gove Eliminus Iberis. Benin Fraz, Ela Bishua. She gets the out of all the properties, she gets the worst properties, and she needs a Shua. Shalotam in Chosim Alolu, Klum. She has to swear that she did not receive any payments from the father. The kaimalon any from minitzi yisemim ela minitzi baris any from him ela b'shua. So that would be the law. But if vibalas choyv shalahen, but if Chazal put up the choyv, put her status of a bal choyv on the brothers, it can boli par minitzi yisemim. She's not collecting from minitzi yisemim. She's collecting from the. She's collecting from their own property, not as the fact that they're Yisraelim, but as the fact that they are the ones who own the property.
Why is it they have the halach of downgrading the property if the chub is from the father?
I don't remember. I just venture a guess, and it's mamash a guess. I don't remember anything more over there. Normally, the color could be because we don't know if the father made an arrangement. Any arrangements? Stambal Chayv collects from Beninus. But they could have made up an arrangement that the chiyuv is only on Zeburis. That could have been possible. So I don't know.
Presumably, you'll collect a larger quantity of land, a larger area.
It'll be a larger piece of property, but still, you know, theoretically, it's worth the right amount. But at the end of the day, it's still. It's better to have a smaller property which is more fertile.
Less work for more.
Yeah. Rav Ashi Meis, Umeis of Samer Benoi Bechayev. Shabosa Bito Lipora, not Lemichelka Shamar Baravashi, Shoyakayim. She took from Mar Baravashi, who was alive, Ben Yishla Beshua. But from the son of Rasama Breder of Ashi, Shehrachiyah was on Rasama, not on. So now she's collecting from the Yerush of Rasama. So she collects Ziburis with a Shua. Now Rashi says, Ravashi Meis, Umeis, Rav Samar Benoi, Bechayo.
The gives a correction here in this text.
Yeah.
That saying the chayav should be asked.
Okay. Oh, okay. Thank you.
What?
What's the lashon of the? What's he say?
Literally, just the two, the acharav.
Acharav.
And then the citation is the abed.
Yeah, the abed. Okay. So his son died afterwards. Okay, not b'chayev. Yeah. Fine. Something more. Shalach le Rav Nechemia Breda Rav Yosef Rav Baruch Huna Zuto. So Rav Nechemia Breda Rav Yosef said that to Rav Baruch Huna Zuto min har doa ki asa ha itza lekamoch. So this woman came to Rav Nechemia with a claim of Bishon HaKosim. So she had to go to, I guess, Nahardor to collect the properties. So he sent a message to the Rabbi Baruch Huna Zuto. When a woman comes here, so she has a right to the Ishan HaKosim. Afilim Itzrubla. Itzrubla was the bottom stone of the millstones, which is the Siddur Karka. Okay, so she's a right to any piece of property, even that as well. The Mor says, Amar Vashi Kevinan Beir of Kahano. When we were there, Beir of Kahano, Haba Magvinan, we would collect these Ishan HaKosim. I feel me'amla de basi, even from the money they made for rentals for the homes. Again, it came. It's a payment for karka. Shalach le'Rav Onan le'Rav Huna. Rav Onan sent the message to Rav Huna. Hunan chavrin shlom. Huna ar chavr yishad peace. Ki also ha'itza le'kamoch. When this woman comes to you, Agva Iser Nixi, she has a right to get a tenth of the property. The Mor says, Habi Yosef Rav Sheshes Kamei. Rav Sheshes was there with Rav Huna. Okay. Amrle Zeal, Rav Huna told Rav Sheshes, go. Emile, Ubeshamta Yehe, if you don't say it, as I'm telling you, I'm putting an element of Shamta on you, Echeiru. Say to him, Onan, Onan, Mimikarkoi, Umimetaltali. Okay, so he was not, did not feel that the presentation of Hunan Chavrin was a correct presentation. So he said, "You should say it back to him. It's not as Rav Onan Rabbanan, but Onan Onan." What do you mean, from Karka or from Metalton? You didn't give me a clear thing where you want from. And I also want you to answer, Uman Yosef Beimar Zicha Bereisha, when you have the in the Beis Ovel, and they're sitting in the Suda, who's supposed to be the one that's sitting at the head of the table? Also Rabban in the Kamei de Mar Ukva. So Rabban went to Mar Ukva. Um, I'm sorry, I skipped. Also, Rav Sheshes Kamed Rabbanan, Amalei Mar Rabba, Rav Huna Rabbe the Rabba. You know what? Let's hold it here. I did skip. Okay. Let's hold it here. We'll pick up tomorrow soon.